Right now, we have a driver. He's going to drive us right with the forecast. Maybe he's going to drive us crazy, but his name is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
I am fine. Feeling much better this morning. My knees are all adjusted to the weather.
That's good.
Yeah. So
good thing.
Today's a good day. Yesterday was not a good day.
No. Well, you know, it was very unsettled. It was humid. We had the showers. We had the thunderstorms. Some places got some up to 2 inches of rain yesterday.
We got a lot of rain. It did. We had thunderstorms and then light rain. And then thunderstorms and then light rain. And then a final bout of thunderstorms.
You don't have to tell me and you don't have to tell my dog. She did a lot of shaking yesterday and last night, but should be a little bit better today. I said early and late showers. Some folks may have had a little bit of drizzle this morning. I don't know. Did you hit any drizzle on your way in?
Yeah, Marshall? Just very, very little, though.
Yeah. Little. And there'll be a couple of breaks of sun, then some late day showers, 70 to 75. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 55 to 60. Early showers Friday morning, then it turns partly sunny in the mid-70s. We have sunshine Saturday, 75 to 80. Sun and clouds, mid-70s on Sunday. It is going to be a nice weekend, probably one of the better weekends we've seen so far this spring. How do you like those apples?
Well, I like those apples.
I figured you would.
I like those apples.
Yep, yeah, we still have the tropical disturbance near the Yucatan. The Hurricane Center is giving that an 80% chance of becoming a depression or a tropical storm. If it does, it'll be given the name Alex, and it is destined to move towards South Florida over the weekend with wind and rain. I don't know if it'll develop into a hurricane, but it's certainly in warm enough waters to do so. So we'll just have to wait and see for that. My sister, as you know, who had bought a house unseen, is supposedly taking off at noon on Saturday. She'll be back 9 o'clock Sunday night. And she texted me yesterday, very concerned about what's going on in the Gulf. And I said, well, you do have to be concerned about it. I said, I don't know if it's going to be Saturday or Sunday, depending upon how quick it develops and when it moves. I said, but you're going to have to check with the airlines because you know what'll happen. If, you know, if any kind of a tropical storm watch or warning or hurricane watch goes out for Florida, I don't know if commercial airlines are going to be, flying in. So I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do, but we'll be watching that. And if anybody else has travel plans to Florida, you'll have to check with your airlines as well to see what happens there, because airlines today are not the way they used to be. Now they are extremely, not just, but extremely weather-oriented. And if there's any kind of hazard weather, flights get canceled. They take no chances, none whatsoever. That's the way it should be, in my opinion. You know, so much for that. And that's pretty much it. I haven't really done anything too much more. How about you, Marshall?
No, what did I watch? I watched something on TV yesterday. I forget. It wasn't a streaming movie, but it was a special. And it was okay. I fell asleep in the middle of it. So I obviously didn't hold my attention, and I can't remember it now. But it's interesting. I'm looking at movie ratings for the movies that are out streaming or on just streaming or in the movies. Well, of course, Top Gun Maverick gets an 8.7.
And I don't know about you. I have no desire to see that.
I'll watch it, but I'll wait till it comes around and I can watch it for on my home screen.
Right.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse is up to about 7.5. Stranger Things, 8.7.
Wow.
The streaming Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Star Wars saga, 8.0.
Oh.
Everything Everywhere All at One Time, 8.4. Those are pretty good ratings.
Yeah, you know, my sister was telling me last night that Stranger Things will also have a part two coming up in July. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just these seven episodes and that was the end.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the Batman, 7.9.
Wow.
Spider-Man, No Way Home, 8.3. The Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix.
Right.
7.7, which is not bad because that's just out.
Right.
So those are just some of the movies that are and the ratings that they're getting. But it's funny. I have not watched any Stranger Things. Not at all.
Oh, I can't believe that. You have to watch it.
I don't know why I haven't watched it.
It's so good. It really is so good. And look, the ratings show it. It's the highest that you mentioned, 8.7.
Now, what's it about?
It's about strange things.
All right.
It's got to do with an alien.
Okay, well, I'll have to start watching it.
Start it from the beginning. That you'll get to know all the characters and you'll get to like all the characters.
Now, there's two movies which I don't understand. The Bob's Burgers movie?
I did not even attempt.
That's got an 8.0. And then Downton Abbey, A New Era.
Yes, so many of my friends watch that. And they just absolutely like it. That's a new movie that's out.
Yeah.
But there was a whole series and there was a movie originally. Now this is the second movie. And they just love it. I have absolutely no interest in it. None whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't either. But I don't understand the Bob's Burgers movie. I don't understand. What's it about even?
Bob's Burgers.
I just don't understand.
It's probably a comedy. It's probably one of those, maybe one of those teen flicks. What do you think?
I don't know. But the reviews for it are, well, this will tell you a lot. 4.3 out of a scale of 10.
Oh, so there you go. It says this is what it says here. A ruptured water main creates an enormous sinkhole right in front of Bob's Burgers, blocking the entrance indefinitely and ruining the Belcher's plans for a successful summer. While Bob and Linda struggle to keep the business afloat, the kids try to solve a mystery that could save their family's restaurant.
All right. Not interested.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Yeah, sounds like a weak plot.
I need something where there's some drama and excitement lurking that I haven't figured out, or I need lots of explosions and things that blow up and stuff like that.
Yeah, then you better watch Stranger Things.
Because that's what keeps my attention.
Right.
I didn't think I was going to like The Lincoln Lawyer, and I loved it.
Oh, I still like it. I have not. I'm only up to episode 3 because I don't want to put it on at 8 o'clock at night, Marshall, because truthfully, no matter how good it is, I will fall asleep.
Yeah,
I am just tired, you know.
And like I said, it even spurred me to watch the movie once again. And it was a very good movie that I didn't figure out what was going on until, I'll say, about 75% of the way through it. And then even then, the ending on both the movie and both now this Netflix series was a surprise to me. So I'm already looking forward to season number 2 of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there will be. There's no doubt about it. Yep. Netflix is up there, you know.
I'll tell you what, I watch more stuff on Netflix than I do on HBO.
Yeah. Don't you watch more stuff on Netflix than you do on any of the major networks like CBS, ABC, and NBC?
Oh, by far.
CBS,
CBS, ABC, NBC, and those networks, they're way down the list. It's Prime Video. Netflix and it's
Hulu.
And that's it. The networks get very little attention from me. Very little.
Yeah, it's amazing. But more and more people are just going away from that. You know, at night I hit that first, and I look to see what's on. You know, from cable. 9 out of 10 times, nothing that I want to see. So 9 out of 10 times, I switch over to Netflix or Prime.
Yeah, that's the way it is with me.
That's the way it goes. So, and that's where the weather goes. So again, some late showers today, showers tonight, early showers tomorrow. Then once they leave, you're just climbing high right through the weekend.
And we've got a little humidity out there, too, right now as well.
Yeah, that really is not going to drop until tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll see that drop, too.
All right there, Pat. I will speak to you manana.
Okay, have a good one, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.